USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is being sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the death of George Floyd. The 2020 murder sparked protests, riots, and looting all over the United States over the harsh treatment of Floyd. The governor of Florida wants to know how a high-rise condo near Miami Beach collapsed.
We need a definitive explanation for how this could have happened.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying he is working to get to the bottom of the tragedy. At least four people are dead and over 150 others are unaccounted for as crews continue to search.
You have a lot of family here. You have families that lost loved ones in this building collapse. They have a right to know.
A lawyer for the resident association that manages the building says it was about to undergo extensive repairs. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
The Justice Department is suing the state of Georgia for enacting new election reform laws following the 2020 presidential election and the 2021 Senate runoff election. The DOJ claiming it violates people's right to vote. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland points out the laws come after one of the biggest voter turnouts in the state's history.
Approximately two-thirds of eligible voters in the state cast a ballot in the November election, just over the national average. This is cause for celebration. But then in March of 2021, Georgia's legislature passed SB 202. Many of that law's provisions make it harder for people to vote.
Other states like Texas and Florida have enacted similar laws. Vice President Kamala Harris is off to her California home for the weekend, this after visiting the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso, Texas, and touting her efforts in dealing with the surge in illegal immigration. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Republican lawmaker is insisting Dr. Tony Fauci be removed from the Biden administration.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, said Thursday White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci should be removed from any position of authority. He gives his reasons to Newsmax TV.
I would say he falls in the category of not being a very trusted advisor, not being a very wise person. So I wouldn't say we would remove his license. I would say we would remove him from a position of authority. So he shouldn't be leading the effort, mainly because he discounts one of the most important parts of science, which is natural immunity. About 100 million people have gotten COVID. 34 million people tested positive, but the CDC estimates that there is at the very least two more people for every person that tested positive that also had the disease. That's about 100 million people. If you discount that, then you make the wrong-headed public health decision that we must force vaccines on younger and younger people. They're now talking about going down to the age of two. I suspect they'll go all the way down to newborns.
Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Hennepin County District Judge Peter Cahill is denying a request by attorneys for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin for a new trial. The decision comes a few hours before Chauvin is set to be sentenced for killing George Floyd last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.